This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
The Party Line Team.
AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
All right, and welcome aboard to the WILO Party Line, our lovely ship. Gopher, our purser, will be taking care of you. Love boat, friends. It's WILO Party Line, presented, of course, by Carol and Boone and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local news sources on Boone 102.7 AM 1570 and 96.9 FM WILO. Also, the Big Deals page, save money now on 24/7, and we love BigDeals.com. And a big thank you to TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. They're also proud supporters of the Marchand's Window Tinting Business Small Business Spotlight with us. Also, a big thank you to Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort, and Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Also, a big thank you for the online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. Many friends helping us with that. ProByte Computer Sales and Service, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center right here on HoosierlandTV.com, supporting WILO and Boone 102.7. Todd Berryman with you. Melissa Miller coming back in shortly, and we'll get to our interview guest here in just a hot second. But again, a reminder that we are just a couple short days away from the next edition of the annual Fish Fry, the St. Mary's Catholic Church, the annual Knights of Columbus Lenten Fish Fry Dine-In in Muller Hall with carryout available. Fridays during Lent, 4:30 to 7. It is going through March 22nd, so you still got a few more weeks to take advantage of this at Muller Hall in Frankfort. Price $15 per meal. You got the iced tea, the lemonade, or the coffee as a pick. But of course, the big appeal, the marquee item, is the Alaskan pollock fillets and the baked potato or french fries, the coleslaw or applesauce, pie or big cookie. Make sure you're there. It's always going to be a good time. And more details in our community events at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Well, Melissa, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you.
Hope you were actually in a little earlier than normal this
yes.
morning.
Yeah.
And I know it was all, you know, to get a few things squared away, but also to do a little prep work. Who is our guest this morning?
Now, Roy, I got to apologize because it wasn't on my paperwork, your last name, but I know Little Fawns from Camden. And Little Fawns is, they make buildings. And they're really good buildings because I have one sitting at my house right now, actually. But Roy, introduce yourself and talk a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with doing buildings.
My name's Roy Just. So the business started, some guy started the business in 2007, selling mini barns and metal roofing and siding. The good Lord allowed us to buy it as a family in 2007. So we start running it, selling mini barns and metal roofing and siding. And then in 2018, we bought the local lumber yard out of Flora, and we moved that out to where we are located. And so we do sell lumber. We set up a hardware store then once we bought that. We sell hardware, lumber, metal roofing and siding, and mini barns. So that's kind of the core of the business.
Well, and I think a lot of people will be surprised. I mean, everybody associates the name Little Fawn with the buildings. But I think a lot of people would be surprised that you did buy the hardware store.
Well, it was the lumberyard.
The lumberyard, yeah. And then just kind of move everything out there mm-hmm. where you're at. And to start a hardware store on top of that, that's not easy. That's a lot of inventory.
Yeah, it is. A lot to keep track of.
So your supplies and everything for your buildings now, is all of that more or less local since you have your own lumber yard? I mean, I know, you can bring in quite a bit. It's not exactly the same as a mill, You have to bring in your own lumber and everything, but it has to make it a little easier when you can kind of walk out the door and see all of that there and go, okay, we can do this.
Yeah, I mean, so we buy, what we do is we source in, lumber is all number one prime lumber. And the metal roofing and siding is a thicker gauge than most people. And so we use all that product on our mini barns, so we're using good quality stuff there. But it makes it handy that it's right there, easy access, grab it, what we need, and build a mini barn. So,
well, and when you guys build yours, the one thing that I've noticed, because we shopped around, and I'm, totally full disclosure, I do have one that is on my property that we actually finished it out and turned it into an office. We have one of the 12 by 16 that looks like a cabin and has the fold down porch and everything to it. So, it's so solid. It's not, you can tell it is number one lumber all the way through, but I also like the fact that you guys are very particular in the spacing of your joists that you use, your space, it's planned out and it's built like a house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not built like the typical storage shed.
No. And one nice thing is, you go to these other, you've shopped around, so you go to these other lots and there's somebody selling somebody's sheds. You come to our lot and you're talking to the guys that are going to build it.
Right.
And so that helps, any custom thing you want. About it and do it,
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you next. How many people actually come in and have custom barns built? Because, you guys already have some that are built that are all the different types, the different styles for any need, any person's need. But I know for us, the one that we got, you guys more or less set that one up for us so that we could turn it into an office.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. So it was more of a custom build than what most people would have.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of that. I don't know what percentage, but what quarter to half, probably depends on the year, is custom made, more or less.
Do you, all of them are wood sided. There is no like vinyl siding or anything else put on them. They're all a solid, like I said, a solid shell. Some of them with, I don't want to say attic, some of them with the lofts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we use metal siding and roofing, and then we'll use metal roofing, and then we'll put a pine siding. So it's a board that's a tongue and groove.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not your normal mini barns that you would see out there on everybody's else's lot. We're actually using boards, not OS or plywood or smart siding or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned tongue and groove, and that's not cheap.
No.
Tongue and groove is not cheap, so it's good quality stuff, and it lasts. And we got ours back in 2007 after you guys had taken over the business, and that's when we got ours. So, and it still looks brand new. And like I said, we've not had to... We did finish ours out because we turned it into an office that we can work it. And that's the really cool part, too, is that you guys, when you build something, especially custom, that's one of the things that I love, the fact that you made sure everything's quality anyway, but like the window placement, the door placement, everything was just exactly where we wanted it, how we wanted it, and the aesthetics. They're beautiful. If you guys have not seen Little Fawn Buildings, they're not what you drive along the road and see sitting in somebody's lot. That's not it. They're not that. I mean, those look okay, but if you go and you shop Little Fawns, you're going to see good quality, well put together buildings, and there's just nothing like it. Why was this something that you guys wanted to get into?
It just came it just come available, and I don't know why. We had an interest in it, and we bought it and took it over and grown it, with adding the lumber and hardware and all that. We've just grown it, like the metal roofing and siding. People put that in the houses and stuff, we got a bender. We can bend special trims for you on that. aspect. And so even the metal roofing siding, you know, you order today by 2 o'clock, I'll have it tomorrow. So wow. Fast turnaround on that. Custom bending trim there. With all that aspect, our business just keeps growing because of that, you know, quality lumber. It's hard to find that, you know. And anything that you can find, you want, you know, that you want to, you see at a big box store, we can special order stuff for you. So we can get almost everything they have if you want to, you know, wait a little bit for the order, but we can order it all. So,
well, and the fact that you guys have your own bender, that's huge, because not every house, not every, you know, exterior is the same. So you can't go to, as you said, the big box store and just buy the standard sizes, especially in our area when we're sitting we call it God's country of Carroll and Clinton County, and a lot of older homes and older buildings, mm-hmm. and everything that need that custom fit.
Right, right. And we can do any, you give us a drawing and we'll bend it for you. So
is there, as far as lumber goes, because, you know, we might as well touch, I know it was mainly about the buildings, but we might as well touch on the fact that you have a lumber yard, and those are few and far between, too, to find grade one, you know, quality lumber.
Mm-hmm. A lot of our lumber, you know, you come, you can pick through it if you want, we don't care, but you're not going to pick through many and leave them behind, because it's just better quality lumber.
Now, when you bring all of that in, do you have several suppliers, or do you have one that you particularly like to work with more than others?
We have several, just because with COVID, things were hard to get, and there's still some issues with trying to get everything. not everybody has the quality of lumber I want, so I have to shop around a little bit to find exactly what I want. I only buy certain brands. I won't buy anything else. I won't substitute it, because quality ain't the same. So I have to search around for it. So I have to use many vendors.
Of course, we're talking to Roy Just from Little Fawns in Camden, Little Fawns Buildings and Lumberyard. You talked about COVID and the problems of being able to get supplies and everything. Did that really... did it hurt your business a lot? I mean, as far as the buildings and everything, or were people still looking at buildings, and was the need still there?
The need was still there. It didn't hurt our business during the COVID. People were at home, and they seen they needed stuff. So, you know, they wanted porches, and they wanted mini barns, and they needed stuff. And so we were there to supply it. I mean, it just took a little harder to find the supplies all the time, but we did the best we could, and everybody worked with us, and it went fine.
Have you seen any of your costs going down? I mean, building supplies are normally, they went up during all of that, mm-hmm. during the pandemic, it astronomically. But have you seen any of your costs coming down?
Yeah, lumber's back down to, I mean, about where it should be probably. It's not as high as it was during COVID. There's other products I'm seeing starting to adjust a little bit. Not everything, but some. So, yeah, I've seen it starting to come down.
Well, you talked about how you've opened up a hardware store as well. For a hardware store, do you carry just about everything, or is it pretty much just more geared towards the woodworking side of it?
We're more geared towards contractors probably, more than, we don't have a lot of, how should I say, household stuff. We got more contractors, building supplies and stuff like that.
Oh. I think it's fascinating, by
yeah,
the way.
I do,
I mean,
too.
I do. I love, and I can't sing the praises anymore than I can, because...
Well, because you have personal experience.
Yeah,
I
mean, we love the building we have. My daughter and son-in-law have one, too, and they have a different style. They needed one more for storage, and we needed one for an office. So it's just the fact that you have everything available size-wise.
And I do need to break in very quickly and say this is not an officially paid for endorsement.
No.
But it's not an officially paid for testimonial. This is disclosure. You're a fan.
It's just the longevity of it, too. I mean, like I said, we got ours in 2007. And here we are in you know, 24 and...
Which is what, 17 years?
17 years.
There you go.
And you would not be... The only wear and tear on it is on the inside where the dog has has actually tore up the vinyl floor that we put down. So we got to take it up and put a new one down this summer. But otherwise, I mean, the solidity of it, the quality build of it, there's just, I'm amazed because most small buildings like that, they rot out. The floors rot out of them. The runners, or I call them joists, but they're really runners so that they can be moved because they are portable buildings. Yep. They're not stationary unless you do something like us and you pipe electricity to them. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that rots out over time. When you guys build your, do you purposely like treat them or anything before you site them or anything?
No, we use just a standard, you know, treated lumber. One thing though is we don't want anybody to close up around the barn, because if you close it up, you lock the moisture in underneath, which is going to swell the lumber and make it rot faster. So you want airflow to move. If you get any moisture under there, it can move out and dry in the summer, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If somebody's looking at picking up and getting a building, and what different sizes do you guys offer? Because I know it's pretty much anything.
Well, one thing we've changed is we usually make up to 32, but I've joined up with some people and I sell their buildings, so we can now sell, 16 wide by 44 long.
Wow.
We also hooked up with somebody that does double wide, so they do a double wide garage. You know, they'll hook a. I think those you can get 28 by 40, I think, lengthwise, you know. So we can't do everything, and my guys are good at what they do. And so instead of losing somebody sale, I decided to join up with other people that
sure.
I trust.
Expand.
And their quality is just as good. And we're selling some of those to help anybody, you know, that needs something. If you want a little, you know, home to build in, they can put a couple of those together and make a little home for
wow.
you. So.
So little houses.
Yeah,
we've seen a lot of that.
We sell chicken coops, you know, livestock barns. Mm-hmm. We've gotten into with another builder because we build our barns, and my guys know how to do that. When you move over to something else, it takes a little longer and stuff. Well, I've hooked up with these guys, and they're supplying us, you know, cattle shelter, greenhouses, chicken coops, what else, gazebos. And so we got a lot of different options out there now.
That's amazing. I know, like you said, you know, to expand the business, to be able to find those quality builders that can help you out with that, is that something that eventually you guys might take on yourselves, or is it just the partnership works so well?
At this time, we have no plan on doing that. I mean, the partnership works out well. It's a need for certain people, and so my guys are used to doing what I do, and so we're going to stick with what we do and let those guys do what they're good at. So.
And it makes sense. And for a community like ours, like I say, you know, you guys you're based at, it's a Camden address. And just out, it's basically just right outside the Camden.
1 mile south.
Yeah, yeah, 1 mile south of Camden, and you can't miss it. You can't miss it at all. It's right on 75. Mm. And just a really cool place to go visit and see everything that they have to offer. And Roy, is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know? Number one, we need contact information. We need them to know where to come and who to call and what number to call so that they can get their building ordered.
One thing I do want, do you want me to give the address and phone number?
Yeah, okay. We can get that too.
Okay.
I mean, I want all of that. But
okay, so what we got going on right now, for the barns that we physically build, not the other ones I talked about,
sure.
We have a sale going on until March 9th, 10% off on the barn up to March 9th on that. So that's going on right now. If you want to contact us, you can, you know, call 765-202-3333. Somebody will pick up there and answer any questions you have. It's about metal, lumber, storage sheds. Somebody will help you there. They're knowledgeable. And the address is just 3511 North, State Road 75 in Camden.
Yeah, you can check it out. And I encourage everybody, if you're even thinking about, well, one, building supplies, if you need them yourself, if you're going to do your own project, or if you need to look into storage sheds or livestock, like you said, livestock enclosures, anything, take a drive. Go up and see what's up there and see the quality. It's firsthand, and it makes a difference. If you go and you see it, and you can really see the quality, and we thank you so much for coming in, making the drive.
Well, I thank you guys for doing this for the small businesses. You know, a lot of us don't get recognized out there. It's hard to, you know, we all advertise, but it's just hard to get people to notice you sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you allowing me to come up here and talk about our business.
Well, not a problem.
Well, and also a big thank you to Marchand's Window Tinting, putting mm-hmm. on the small business spotlight. I mean, they're the ones that are really giving us the helping hand to make this possible. So thank you for taking part.
Yep.
Thank you again.
Yep. Thanks for coming down in the wind and now it's a straight shot. It used to be a heck of a detour, but we thank you for taking the time to come mm-hmm. down.
And I appreciate being here.
All righty.
Cheers to you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Take a
quick, momentary breather.
Yeah, just a momentary breather. And I think Grandpa Jay is on the phone, isn't he?
I believe he is. He is standing by. So we're just going to take a moment to clear our throats and heads and everything else. And we will be right back with more for you from the Party Line on WILO, your home for classic hits.
You pull up your zipper. You can pull the plug. And sometimes you pull a muscle. But there's nothing like the thrill of pulling a TC trailer. With over 300 trailers on the lot, TC Trailers has what you need now. And not just trailers. Their parts and accessories showroom is fully stocked with tires, lights, hitches, and more. Their full repair facility is in-house and services all makes and models and even does warranty repairs. Look, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Visit tc-trailers.com.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
All right, welcome back to the WILO Party Line. Always good to have you with us and the WILO Party Line presented by our friends at TC Trailers, as well as Encompass Credit Union, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, who also sponsor our small business spotlight for you. A big thank you to Roy Just for coming in from Little Fawns. Also, Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, give us a helping hand. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Ivy Tech Community College as well on WILO. And our online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by 51 West Event Center, Reinhardt Realtors, The Farmers Bank, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, and our friends at Day and Ginda Funeral Home, who also help sponsor the WILO Morning Show. You're on Boone 102.7 AM 1570 and 96.9 FM WILO, your home for classic hits. And before we get to our guest, Melissa's going to be coming back in here in just a hot second. I do want to mention an upcoming event you probably want to take advantage of. I've mentioned the fish fry, the Linton fish fry already, but another great foodie thing coming up March 9th, you know, because if you have to do the fish thing on a Friday, you know, what do you want? Chicken and noodles on a Saturday. March 9th, the Zonta Club of Frankfurt with their chicken noodle dinner and country store. It is an eagerly anticipated event at the Edward Jones Community and 4-H building at the Clinton County Fairgrounds, March 9th. $12 adults, $6 for kids age 6 to 12, and the 3 and unders are free. Tickets available at the door, or you can reach out to any Zonta member if you like. Also, Clinton County Civic Theater having auditions on Sunday at 6 at the Frankfurt Library Theater. Cast of 3 men and 3 women minimum. Varied ages needed for Lickety Split. Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and Jamie Wooten put that together. It's directed by Pam Adams. Performance dates are May 2nd through the 5th. Now, of course, floating around in the middle of all that is, of course, something that a lot of people dread. I understand. I do. Tax season, it's kind of daunting for some people. Jay Holly is going to help us straighten out that mess. He's on the phone with us right now. Jay, a pleasure to hear from you today.
Good morning. Just glad to have a chance to talk with you about a special deal we have.
Okay.
It's the deal that we have to do your taxes for nothing. This is AARP. We're located at the Neighborhood Center, and we are doing taxes with no charge.
No charge, and is there? I was going to say, is there an age restriction? Do you have to be 50 or up, like an AARP member, or?
No, there you don't. A, you don't have to be an AARP member.
All right.
B, there is no age restrictions. We've had them from 17 years old up to 90 plus. So no age, no dollar amount that you have to make a minimum of or less than. The only requirement is if you have a business, like with a depreciation schedule and like that, you know, we can't do that. But, you know, with most people coming in here, I've got a W-2, a 1099, you know, we can get that done with no charge for them. The thing of it is, it does take three visits to the Neighborhood Center to do that. First visit, you come in and we give you a packet to fill out, and we get you a date to come back. When you come back the second time, we scan your data into the computer, and the guys will figure your taxes in of an evening. You come back the third time, and they'll go over your taxes with you and then file them electronically.
Sounds good to me. So, it makes a lot of sense.
It's worth every penny that it costs you.
Well, there's a line that Elvis Presley's manager used to have, and he was going to publish an autobiography called How Much Does It Cost If It's Free? But it doesn't sound like, I mean, in his case, he was talking completely honestly about the psychic cost, the psychic hardware. This just sounds like a good community-oriented thing that there is no psychic cost. You just come in, you get your taxes done, and reliable people are taking care of them for you.
You know, we've never had, you know, this is my third year doing it. We've not had anybody coming back with any kind of a problem with it. You know, you do sign off of that the information you've given us is correct and it's accurate. You know, that's the only responsibility of it. You got to give us the correct data. But, you know, we have lots of people in here that really can't afford to pay the $100, $200, $300 just to have their W-2s and 1099s filed.
Right.
And so, you know, we do it for nothing and take care of the people. So we're here every Wednesday and Thursday from 9 to 4. But I will warn your people that I've probably only got about 40 openings left.
40? Okay. I mean, it's still a significant number, but as we get closer to the 15th, I'm sure that number is going to dwindle dramatically. So
Very quick. Well, we're out to the last week of March right now. So
holy cow. So, okay, we got to get hopping. So is there any other means that they need to, and we are talking to Jay Hawley about this, incidentally, is there any other way that they need to reach out to you if they want to find out and make an appointment? How do they get a hold of you to establish all that?
Well, basically, there is a phone number, but you still need to come by the Neighborhood Center.
I thought you were going to say that, but I wanted to make sure before we put that to rest. So.
Yeah. But, you know, you've got to get the, you know, you've got to get the packets filled out. And then come out here to set up a date. So, but it's going to be three visits, but it's, you know, we're worth every penny. So,
and you said you've done this for 3 years, but how long has that been done in general? Just 3 years or more?
No, I'm just a newbie. You know, and my job is just scheduling. So, and if you're, Melissa, don't panic if you hear that I'm doing taxes, because I'm just scheduling people. So. So people that know me will be much more relieved to hear that. So.
Well, you know, I mean, God bless you for being straight up about it. But but you sound like you are kind of a nice, reliable resource, and you also know kind of where your skill set lies. We'll put it that way. Is that fair?
Well, it could be fair. We'll see how many more people go along, but that's my skill set.
I mean, just because I can talk about fissionable material doesn't mean I want to put on the gloves, because you don't want me doing that. Jay, anything else we need to touch on before we get out of here and let you get on with your day?
Just come see us, and we'll hope the computers keep working this week and we get everybody scheduled in well. So
okay.
Hope and to see at least 40 more people.
So. All right. And could you give us the address one more time just so they know?
It's It's the Neighborhood Center, which is located basically behind Paul Phillippe Resource Center.
All right, so y'all got the information. Jay Holly.
On 3rd.
All righty, Jay.
On 3rd Street.
Gotcha. Thank you, sir. And Jay Holly, you take care. Good luck dealing with the weather today, and we'll look forward to hearing how this all pans out. And I'm sure if you still have some openings in a few weeks, feel free to check back in with us, okay?
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you much for having me on today.
Thank you, sir. You take care. Jay Holly helping us out with information about how you can get your taxes done for free. But again, 40 openings. There is a limit. 40. You got to get in and take care of business right now. Stick around. We're going to get into the back half of the show here in just a hot second as we welcome Matt Stidham to the studio. Hoosierland viewers have just saw him slip in under the radar. We'll be back with him right here on WILO Party Lines. Stay by. The
Party Line. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Winter is a time to bundle up and stay warm. And at Encompass Credit Union, nothing warms the heart like the feeling of financial security. They're a community-oriented banking solution that's here for their neighbors in Tipton, Clinton, and Howard counties. Come by any of the Encompass branches today to open an account or apply for a loan online at EncompassCU.org. Join Encompass in building a more secure financial future together.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.